It is Region 2 playoff football, Region 2D playoff football here from the Eagles' Nest for the semifinal round against the Rye Cove Eagles and the Twin Spring Titans. Of course, Sanchez along with you with all the action here from the Eagles' Nest. It's the Scott County Super Bowl II. And also, if you're looking on our sister station, 92.5 WLSD, they will have Union and Tazewell on there, so you can flip in between both of them. But we appreciate to have you here as we get ready for a game that was played, we'll say 15 days ago and decided the Cumberland District as Rye Cove took away the home field advantage against these Titans and locked up the number two seed in the district, and not the number two seed in the district, but in the region, and won the Cumberland District outright for the first time since 2005. And now they both of these teams meet up in a game that was billed back in Nicholsville as the Scott County Super Bowl. But it doesn't get any bigger than this. Well, for Wright to play the winner of Patrick Henry and Honaker, depending on who wins that game, it could be a third playoff game in Scott County. Just depends on who wins this one. And then, of course, if Patrick Henry wins against Honaker, they'll be out here in Scott County next week after the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And how did we get to this point last week? This time, 1 week ago, it was visiting Twin Springs Titans defeating the Chilhowee Warriors down there in Nicholsville at Titan Stadium, 28-21 in overtime, where Chilhowee had jumped ahead, forced overtime, did the Titans, and they took it. They've had a lot of injuries, according to Coach Keith Warner and company, and you could have heard that interview with Jacob Towns on Picks and Picks Thursday and yesterday. That was a good conversation. And then for Gary Collier and company, they've got a defense that stood tall, only gave up 6 points against the Eastside Spartans in a game where his offense didn't come together until the late second half into the fourth quarter. They were down 6-0 for the majority. It's scoreless through three quarters. And then a special teams error by Eastside got them a safety, and then another error on special teams where they kicked the ball out of bounds, set them up at the 29-yard line, and they took it in, scored, and never relinquished the lead when they went up 9-6. So this is a game, bitter rivalry here. This is a game that's been played a few times over the course. This is the 55th meeting between the two teams, and just the fourth time that they played in the playoffs. Most recently, it was in 2005, and that was a victory by Rye Cove, I do believe, in that one. So we will see, who comes out on top of this one. And if you are looking for some stats and facts there, Rye Cove 2-1 in the playoffs against the two. That was Rye Cove that won it the last time around. And the Rye Cove also, they lead the all-time series 32-22 over Twin Springs. You look at the coaching matchup for today, as well as it is Keith Warner in his fifth season at the helm for the Titans. He is 32-26, 2-2 against Rye Cove. Last week they won against Chilhowee, 28-21 in overtime. And then they were 4-1 in the Cumberland, of course, losing to Rye Cove. They were 9-2 overall on the season. And then for the Eagles, led by head coach Gary Collier, 17-4 in his second season as the head man here in Duffield, or in Clinchfort, 1-1 versus Twin Springs, getting that record evened up 2 weeks ago, and then they won last week versus Eastside 15-6. It is a matchup of very capable quarterbacks. You look at Landon Lane on the home side for Rye Cove, had a lot to do with that when he's on the precipice of having a 1,000-yard season in passing and in rushing. Should be able to, with a good game here, should be able to break that. Then you look on the other side. They've got Abel Dingus, the senior, who can tout the rock, can throw the rock. He can run it as well, too. So we'll see what they can do here on both of these sides as we're about 11 minutes from kickoff here, and they're waiting for both teams to be announced. And there are some other games that we will take a look at. As of course, the other Scott County team, the county seat, lost up in Graham last night, lost in Bluefield, West Virginia, 28-7, as Tytrez Clemens had a number one another day at the office. But the Blue Devils of Gate City, they held tough. It was a 7-7 game going into halftime. Now Graham gets an extra gets that day to kind of sit, relax, and watch the game between their bitter rivals, the Tazewell Bulldogs and the Union Bears. So we'll see Coach Tony Palmer looking to get back-to-back state championships there for his squad. Go watch on that. And we'll also keep you up to date on Honaker Patrick Henry, because that game also very important to this matchup, because that's going to be the opponent of either of the two teams that are playing here, as it's getting closer to kickoff here as we await both teams coming here. And we will take a look at the last matchup that both of these two teams played, which was back on November 3rd, and it clinched the Cumberland District title for the Eagles. Landon Lane and company there, they were up. They won their first Cumberland District title since 2005 after a 29-14 win. Lane had 57 yards rushing, and then he even worked from his linebacker spot, had 5 touchdowns in that respect as well. And then the Eagles as a whole rushed for 209 yards, and they came, at least 4 players collected 38 yards on the ground in that game as well. Will Rollins, he ran for 66 yards and a touchdown as well. And you look at it for the Titans, Abel Dingus and Colton Kilgore, they were averaging 44 points a game. That's one thing. Rock Hope has a pretty good defense there. Titans scored on their first drive, went 12 plays, 72 yards. They scored on their first drive last week as well. A big pass play from Abel Dingus to Kilgore there. So the big touchdown there. But then after that, Rykove answered with 22 straight points. Dingus and Kilgore did not have any real plays that you can watch on the match prep. They only had 13. Kilgore made 13 yards rushing on 13 attempts, and Dingus passed for 74 yards and ran for 56. As a whole, Rykove that night, they had 18 first downs compared to Twin Springs' 12. They rushed for 209 yards. Twin Springs had 111 on 36 attempts. Passing yards, Rykove had none. Twin Springs had 74. And you look at the Rykove did attempt 2 passes that day. Twin Springs 17-15. Rykove and Twin Springs lost fumbles there. Rykove had 8 penalties for 83 yards. Twin Springs had 9-67. And that went. Carter Roach Hodge had a touchdown there. Lane, Rollins, and Darnell had scored for the Rykove, and that Clint victory, that Cumberland District victory. And as you can hear, they are raucous, they are loud, they are ready to rock and or roll here at the Eagles Nest. And we will see, they will get ready for, I do believe, the national anthem. And when they do go to the national anthem, we will take a timeout and allow them to do the national anthem and honor America. And we'll bring you their captains as well when the time permits here, as they get ready to walk out there. Coach Collier, he is ready. He talks to the white hat, Jerry Taylor, veteran official in this game. And we'll get a look at that. We will get a look at who the officials are Jerry Taylor, your referee. Your umpire is Michael Evans. Line judge, Ray Thacker. Woo! And the Titan horn is blown. Linesman, Art Lowe. David Robinson is your side judge. Your back judge, Bobby Gilbert. Preston Walker is your field judge. Seven crew mechanics for the playoffs. As it usually is, Chris Davis is doing a good job of assigning these well-qualified officials for this big matchup here in Scott County as we get ready for kickoff. But before we get ready for kickoff, let's take a look at our sponsors here. And we are in the pregame, the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show. Appreciate them for sponsoring. And here come the captains. Logan Lane, Payne Barnell, Jay Bowen, and Ethan Barnett, and Logan Barnett are the captains for Rye Cove. And for the Titans, it will be Abel Dingus. It will be Colton Kilgore, Colton Gilmer, and Brody White will be the captains there. And Brody White. We got Brody White. And Twin Springs wore their red helmets, their white road jerseys, and their red pants. And for the homestanding Eagles, they will be wearing their dark blue helmets with the white jerseys, with the blue jerseys, and the white three on there, and they'll wear their white pants as well. Some of them are switching out with the blue socks as Jerry Taylor gives them the discussion about sportsmanship. We'll thank our sponsors here, Freedom Ford, Jason Sturger, Wells Fargo Advisors, Southwest Insurance, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirSurf MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan, the Kingsport Village Pharmacy, Mountain Region, Home Health, and Duffield Lumber. As they finish it, looks like Twin Springs have won the toss. Well, no, Rye Cove won the toss. They will defer, and Rye Cove will kick right to left. On your radio dial, your computer dial, if you can't get up for this, there's something wrong with you, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday, November, playoff football, mid-afternoon. There's Tim Hayes down there. We've got all kinds of people here for this one.
For today's game, referee Jerry Taylor.
And we will see.
Linesman Art Lowe.
They will get ready for the national anthem here. We will have the national anthem coming up here presented by the marching band, Rye Cove Eagle Marching Band, and they will. We'll take a quick timeout while we honor America here as you're listening to the Region D semi-playoffs here on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank affiliate.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Back here getting ready for kickoff after we honored America with the playing of our national anthem. As it was 7,664 days of pure disappointment for the folks here at the Eagles Nest. They hadn't won a playoff game since then, and now they're moving on. They've moved on. Now they're getting ready to play the Twin Springs Titans here, as it will be Colton Kilgore and number 32, that is Landon Williams, back to receive it for the Titans to kick it off for the Eagles. It will be big number 58, excuse me. That is Diego Dorchich. He kicks it off, working right to left here. Region D semifinals underway here from the Eagles' nest, and this one will be kicked out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So they'll get a penalty here, and it will be Titans ball, first down to go here. 12 minutes on the clock, so nothing will expire. And it will be Twin Springs. And they will mark this off at the 36-yard line after a 5-yard penalty right there. Two receivers to the right. Out of the gun, this labeled Dingus. He's got his two receivers to the back up. He's two running backs in the back. Colton Kilgore there, and this one is going to be a toss. This is number 12. And number 12 is Julian Pascal.
No gain on the play.
No gain right there for Pascal.
Loss of one. Second and
actually,
11.
It was a loss of one.
Ball just inside the 35-yard line.
Back to the 35 they'll go. So it'll be second and 11 at the 35 of Twin Springs. They're going to toss it back again to Pascal. Pascal gets it up across 35, but there's going to be penalties right there. There's a block. So there will be a penalty, and this one will be on Twin Springs. Like came from the umpire.
Holding against Twin Springs.
It will be a hold for Twin Springs. So back-to-back plays not going the way of the Titans.
10-yard penalty from the spot of the hold.
Be 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so they will push them all the way back to the 25-yard line. So it'll be second down here. So this one's going to be his first pass play. He's going to fire left through it, looking for number 7, Myers. The intended receiver incomplete by Abel Dingus. He was looking to his left side. That was Andrew Myers. Fell short there, so it'll be third down. Third down and 21 to go. Let's split them out. Ross in the that's Clay Ross and Brennan Weddle here to the near side to the right under center. Abel Dingus, he's gonna roll. He's gonna hit a screen. That one was sent in the air, and it was knocked by Braylon Bailey. Incomplete there. So it'll be a three and out for the Racco defense. Aided by a penalty there. We fourth down for the Titans. They will punt it. Going back to receive it is number 16. That's Peyton Darnell. And to punt it, it will be Colton Kilgore. Number 2. Darnell will move up to his own 46. He's right there, his own 45. Really parallel with him here. They get ready to punt it here. Don't think it's going to be any funny business, but we'll see. Colton Kilgore, it's that low snap, right-footed punt. It'll go, it'll bounce at the 44, and it'll bounce, rolls to the 43, back to the 44. That's where they will take over, will the Eagles.
31 yards on the punt. No return.
31 yards.
First and 10 at the 44-yard line.
At their 44-yard line. As we said, it's Landon Lane, the quarterback. The Eagles, their defense, come out here, out of the gun on first down. Will Rollins to the left of him. Two receivers to the right, one here to the near side to the left. They're going to fake it on a little bubble screen, and it was caught on the bubble screen there, and it is, there's a flag, though. Luke Jesse, the tight end, on the reception. And we'll see what the flag is, though. It's going to be a legal formation. Illegal procedure.
From the 39-yard line.
They'll push him back there. Well, back to the 39 they'll go. That one didn't count. Gets the signal, this lane from the sideline. They'll deploy Jesse and Darnell to the left. Rollins will be in the slot there to the right. They're going to fire right. This one is Barnett. He gets it on a hop. He's across the 40. Makes a move at the 45. And he's knocked down at the 49-yard line. So it'll be a pickup of 10.
Ball marked at the 49-yard line. 10 yards on the pass completion.
10 yards by Lane. First reception, the completion there for him. So it'll be second and 5 now. They'll call Darnell in motion here out of the gun. They're going to fake the handoff. Lane looking for some help. He's going to fire. And this was Barnett. He had it at the 45. It would have been a first down. He dropped that one, so to bring up 3rd and 5.
Intended for Logan Barnett. 3rd down and 5.
Be 3rd down and 5. So out of the gun again. Darnell, Jesse. Line up here to the near side. Rollins, the left sidecar. Lane, there's going to be a flag. We'll talk to Jerry Taylor here and see who the flag's on. 9:57 to go here. Another. Another
ball
start there. And this one will push them back inside the 45 to the 44. So it'll be 3rd and long from the Eagles. 44-yard line. No score here. First quarter, 9:57. Lane. He gets direct down. He's going to fire to Rollins on the screen. Rollins is across the 50, the 45, down to the 40, makes a move inside the 35, to the 35, he'll go. That's good enough for an Eagles first down. Pickup of 21 right there. And This one's going to be Rollins. They'll hand it off to him.
Rollins on the carry.
He's going to pick up four, Will Rollins.
Colton Kilgore and...
Kilgore on the stop.
Brody White in on the stop for the...
That's going to be a pickup of three to the 32.
Seven from the 32-yard line after getting the 3 yards.
Come out in the T formation here. Under center, this one, they're going to hand the throw out to Carter Roach Hodge, and he's going to push inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. He'll go. That'll be a pickup of four.
Carter Roach Hodge up to the 27-yard line. Third down and two after a gain of 5 yards.
They'll call it a 5-yard gain, though. Here they come again, third and two out of T formation. And this is going to be the keeper by Lane.
Lane on the keeper to the 25.
He gets it to the 25. That's a pickup of a pair.
Fourth down and one.
He picks up a pair of this lane, so it's fourth and one. They go. Now they're going to get a false start here. And it looks like they're going to get number 74, Dakota Meade.
False
yep. Four start. A false start there.
Fourth down and six.
They'll push that one back to the 31. As they'll come out again, they will spread them wide here. Darnell, Jesse, Barnett, and Roach Hodge are the wideouts. Lane gets the right side. He's going to fire left, looking, and he was looking for Jesse. It's a turnover on downs on the coverage. The Titans will take over now at their 30. 7:21 to go here, opening frame. And under center again, this will be there's a false start. A lot of false starts here to begin this game.
False start against Penn State.
So that'll push him back to the 25. That was a 9-play drive that the Eagles squandered there. Understand again the split back. They're going to hand this one off to to Colton Kilgore. And they say he'll pick up three there. Up to the 28. So second and 12 now. They're going to hand this one off to Pascal again. And he's going to get it up to the 35. That's a pickup of seven.
35-yard line. Third down and six.
So third and six. This one off, toss back to him again. He's going to get stuffed in the backfield. Taken down by big number 74. That's Dakota Meade.
made at the 33-yard line.
Loss of three there. Loss of two. Ball be back at the 33-yard line. So another three and out there. The fourth and seven will result in a punt. Darnell will go back inside his own 45. This one getting away by Kilgore. And Darnell will fair catch it at the to the 33 of the Eagles.
34-yard punt, no return. First and 10 Eagles.
So with 5:53 to go here, 5:59 to go here, open the frame, no score, 33-yard line. Both teams have had the ball at least once. Rye Cove entering on their second drive. They move the ball well. Trying to get into the end zone. They approach Titans territory. So it'll be Jesse lined up. A little setback is Rollins. And they'll call Darnell in motion. They will hand it off to Will Rollins.
Here he is across the 35.
Gets it across the 30 to the 37-yard line.
On the carry, second down and six.
So 4-yard gain there for Rollins. Gonna run out of the gun here. Rollins to the right. Carter Roach Hodge all the way to the right on the far side. They're gonna fake the handoff. This is going to be a bubble screen. It's complete.
Pass is complete.
And it'll be no gain. No gain. That was to number six, Jacob Jesse. .429 to go opening frame. They haven't had a breaking action just yet. Two receivers to the left. That is Barnett in the slot. That'll be other Jesse there. And now Garrett Collier will call his first timeout. We'll take a timeout with him too. No score. 4:18 to go here in the Region 2D semifinals. You're listening to, excuse me, the Region 1D semifinals here on 93.5 WXM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to wish a very special happy birthday to Michael.
Or we'll keep it here.
Happy birthday.
We shall keep it here. Gary Collier and company calls the timeout here. Here in the Pizza King first quarter.
Third
and six at the 37-yard line of the Eagles. Out of the gun, they will go. The left side car will be Will Rollins. Peyton Darnell is in there. Oh, it's a high snap. He gets on the hop. He's going to roll out to his left. Lane making a move. He avoids the pressure. He's going to fire to Barnett. He catches it. And the first down. Wow-wee. There is a flag, though, at the 30. They're going to call a holding. So it's going to be all for naught. They'll redo the third down here. They'll push back 10 yards. They'll push him back to the 20. I won't push him back to the 20. They'll push him back to the 27, excuse me, after that 10 yards, 4:07 to go here in the first quarter. So it'll be third and 16. And wow, what a play by Landon Lane to find Barnett there, find Logan Barnett. Out of the gun here, two receivers to the left. Lane He's looking. He's got a lot of time. He's going to roll out, flush out to his left. He's going to see if he can make a move. He's got nobody in the area, so he's trying to make a move. He'll be tackled and knocked out of bounds at the 36-yard line. They say the 37. They will say the 37-yard line. So he picks up that penalty yardage. Does Lane.
Ball marked at the 36.
And now Lane will be back to punt it. Now, we did see on this end, they faked the punt last week. And it looks like Twin Springs, they will send a man back. But they're watching for that fake. Lane will punt it. And this November air as Colton Kilgore, who'll catch it on a hop, loses yards there. Back inside the 25 to the 24. That's where Twin Springs will take over.
40-yard punt, no return.
That was a 40-yard punt.
At the 25.
Here comes the Titans at the 25. Been three and outs the last two drives offensively for the boys from Nicholsville. And two receivers to the right. That's Weddle and Ross. They're going to hand this one off. Colton Kilgore. He'll get up to the 30 there.
On the carry up to the 29.
Well, they say the 29, so it'll be a pickup of four.
4 yards on the carry, second down and six.
It'll be second and six now. Out of the gun here. Two receivers to go to the left. That'll be Ant Myers and Ross down on the far side to the left. They're going to hand this one off to Pascal on the option. He breaks free, gets it across the 35 to the 37-yard line.
Pick up is enough for the Titans first down.
First down for the Titans.
At the 37.
That's a pickup of eight there.
Gain of 8 yards on the play.
Pick up of eight. 2:11 to go here. No score from the Eagles nest. Weddle and Myers go in motion. Split back there. Going to fire to the left. That one is Myers. He catches it at the 40. Lane on the stop. That's going to be a pickup of three.
At the 40.
To the 40.
Second down and seven.
It'll be a pickup of three right there. Abel Dingus on his first completion. In the backfield, Pascal. They're going to hand this one off to Colton Kilgore. Avoids the tackle. He's across midfield. 45. Makes a move at the 40. Trying to make another move. He is down inside the right so 40 to the 36. There's a flag, though. That'll pick up a 24 on his third carry.
Personal foul against the
Titans. And that's going to get pushed back. It'll be a personal foul against the Titans. So that big play. It'll be at the Titan territory back at the 49.
Titans, we pick up the first down.
That will push him back 15 yards after the personal foul.
First and 10 from the Titans 49.
They'll be first and 10 Titans at their 49-yard line. Give him a signal from across the way. Slip backs in the backfield. Usual suspects. They're going to toss pitch. This one's Colton Kilgore again. He gets it across the midfield stripe, and he will be down at the midfield stripe. Or no, they'll give him the 49. They'll give him a 2-yard pickup.
Ball spotted at the Eagle 49. A gain of 2.
Pick up for 2. So now to the 49 they'll go of the Eagles. Two receivers split out to the right. Myers. Near side here. They're going to hand this one off to pass again. He's across the 40. 45, 30. 25, 20, 15 to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown. Titans. They go all the way. 49 yards to the house. Left side. With 25 seconds, they blow it wide open as it is a touchdown with 25 seconds to go. And they will call no hold on there as it will be an extra point attempt. Myers, the kicker, the holder will be Ross. They try to make it a 7-0 advantage here. The 25 seconds first quarter. Here's the snap. The hold. Kick on the way. Up, and it is good through the Scott Tallier. No, 25 seconds to go. It is the Twin Springs Titans 7. The Rock Cove Eagles nothing. You're listening to 1D region, semifinal regional here on 93.5 WAXM.
Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Here was a six-play, 74-yard drive that was capped off by Pascal, 49-yard touchdown. And right now, it's 7-0 in favor of the visiting Twin Springs Titans. 25 seconds to go here in the Pizza King first quarter. And it was a Food City touchdown by Pascal. We'll see how the Eagles will respond here on offense. Remember, it took all the first half for Eastside to get the score, and this is a team that's averaged about 40-some points a game on offense. They get first blood once again. Barnett will get it. He'll take it up across the 20. To his 30. To his 25. Trips up and dives forward to the 45-yard line. That's where they'll take it over. Will Rocko with 17 ticks left to go. And he'll get it at the 44. First and 10 for the Eagles. With 17 seconds to go. First quarter here. Pizza King first quarter. They'll send four wide. Two to the left, two to the right. Rollins. Right side car, left side car. He's going to get the inside handoff, cross the midfield stripe, and he is touchdown in Titan territory to the 46.
Close to the first down.
To the Titans 46 yard line, he'll go.
Let's go, boy!
That's a pickup of 10. And they will wind this clock down as we have ended the Pizza King first quarter as we move forward to the MECC Foundation second quarter. Score, Titans 7, Eagles nothing. Still three frames to go here. You're listening to high school football on 93.5 WAXM.
Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia is having a Black Friday sale the whole month of November. Come in today and take advantage of rising rebates, red tag bonus cash, and super low interest rates on new Chevrolets. If you're curious about the Chevrolet electric vehicles, they have them in stock now. Stop by and let one of our EV specialists answer any questions you might have and take a test drive. And remember, no dock fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Check out the inventory at MorganMcClureChevy.com. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Nothing. Twin Springs lead. Dry Cove here from the Eagles Nest as we enter the MECC Foundation second quarter. This battle between the Scott County Super Bowl number two on the season. This one for all the marbles. It was Titanic the first time. We'll see how it goes as the Titans lead it here. Gonna be laying out of the gun. Jerry Taylor getting in his spot. Good job, Jerry. As he signals the first down, he blows us ready for play. Thank you, Mr. Taylor. As it's laying out of the gun, he'll hand it off to Big Real Rollins, powering forward to the 40, to the 39-yard line. That's a pickup of five. Yeah, pickup of that'd be eight. Pickup of seven there, excuse me. I think Will Rollins on his fourth carry. Maybe they found something there. No, they're going to call Landon. Lance will call his own number, call 35 to the 30. 25, 20, 15, make a move again. A 39-yard quarterback keeper by Landon Lane, and he went to the house on that one. The Dorchage on to attempt the extra point to 11-19 mark. Didn't take him too long. As ready for the equalizer, the confetti's in the air. Dorchage will kick it. The holder will be Luke Jesse. Taking on this right side. Snap hold plays down. Kick on the way. Dorchick's kick is up, and it is no good wide to the left. But an electrocution, ice water in your veins, run 39 yards to the house by Landon Lane. Extra point, no good. 7-6 down in favor of the Titans. We'll take a quick timeout here on 93.5 WAXM.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
That only took three plays. And then a Landon Lane 39-yard scamper to the house, to the nest, as they'll probably call it, for the Food City touchdown. And he did get a Pepsi first down on that and a whole lot more. Crack open one. And you get it at Food City, too. Dorchage to kick it off as it'll be Kilgore and it'll be Williams back to receive it. And the Eagles nest. Rockets environment here in Scott County. Dorchett to kick it off. Big number 58, Landon Williams will get it on the bounce. He is trying to get it up to his 30. Misses the first tackle, but he's taken down at the 26-yard line. That's where Twin Springs will take over. First and 10 with 11-12 to go. Here in the MECC Foundation, second quarter. And don't forget, and that kickoff was sponsored by Southwest Insurance Agency. Where real people answer the phones. A new location, I tell you, but I'll get it for you here momentarily. 7-6. Twin Springs leads it by one now. Back to back scoring drives for the offense here. For both offenses. And this one is going to be Abel Dingus on the option pitch to Colton Kilgore. He'll get escorted out of bounds by Peyton Darnell to the 34. And that's a pickup of eight.
8 yards on the play, second down and eight.
So it'll be second and two after the pickup of eight. We got the split backs here. Two receivers to the right. It's going to be Abel Dingus. Oh, and he's called on there, but there's a hot potato on the ground. Who has it? To the Eagles. Have the Eagles swarmed it? There's going to be a huge turnover if they have it. They're pointing in the direction of the blue jerseys. They're getting people off the pile. Who's got the ball? We're trying to figure it out. We don't know who has the ball. They're trying to get it. And it's the Eagles' ball! Ryan Cole takes over! A forced fumble! A fumble by Abel Dingus! At the 35. So now be Ryan Cole. Here with 10:59 before halftime at the Twin Springs 35-yard line. Famous for their defense is Gary Collier's team. And they get their first one, the hot potato. Out of the gun, throw Rollins to the right. They're going to hand it off to him. He's going to make a stiff arm, baptize him, across the 30. To the 29, he'll go, Will Rollins. That's a pickup of six.
There's a flag on the play.
There's a flag, though.
Holding against the Eagles.
Holding against the Eagles, so that will erase that. Pickup of six. And it'll push them back to the 45.
No, they moved the ball to the 45-yard line. First down 20.
So the first down and 20. So first in Nicholsville here. 10:52 to go. And we get coming up. Halftime show. As it's the Family Drug halftime show coming up here after the second quarter. As it's going to be Peyton Darnell. He's going to get his first opportunity to run the ball to the left side, and he will get it down to the 42-yard line. It'll be a pickup of three. And Jerry Taylor's talking to him, not giving him a penalty, but he'll talk to the youngin' from Twin Springs. Somebody must have said something. So it's a second and 17 now. 10:26 to go in the second half. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. This one's going to be the fake handoff. This is Lane. He's going to get grabbed by the hand, but he's going to get a stiff arm. He gets it down to the 31-yard line. Pickup. That's going to be a pickup of 11.
Make it third down and six after a gain of 11.
So down to the 31-yard line. I mean, they had the defender, which that was number 53. That was Brady White, who had him by the wrist. And he broke it, and then there's going to be a false start. This one might be everybody but the center. And the Eagles, everybody, the whole offensive line was going in motion besides the center. So it'll push them back 5 yards.
5 yard penalty. Third down and 11.
Back to the 36 they'll go. Two penalties here, only two plays. Two receivers to the left, And he'll be laying out of the gun. He's going to fire. Looking deep. Looking for Barnett. It is caught! Down inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. First down, 33 yards on a dime. Logan Barnett, lane. What a catch! Down to the 3. Down to the 3 they'll go. And we are now in the Wells Fargo advisor, Jason B. Sturgill, after the Pepsi first down. They're going to hand this one off to big real Will Rollins. And it'll be second down and goal now.
Will Rollins on the carry.
He didn't pick up a yard.
Second and goal from the 2.
Oh, they will get him a yard there, Will Rollins. They picked up a yard. They will send Luke Jesse and Peyton Darnell to the left here. Out of the gun, Rollins, they're going to... No, it's going to be Lane again. Collins, own number, he dives in. Is he in? He is down to the 1. Third down.
Third and goal from inside the 1.
The 2 to the 1. 8:04 to go. Third and goal from the 1. Rykov on the move. They'll come out in the T formation. It'll be Peyton Darnell, Will Rollins, Logan Barnett. This is going to be a Logan Lane sneaker keeper. He'll keep it in. It's a food finish. Touchdown. But more importantly, it's the Rykov lead. They lead it 12-6 now. Two touchdown runs by the quarterback, number 3. Landon Lane. One-yard touchdown run with 7:49 to go here before halftime. And we'll see. It looks like they're going to go for the deuce here. They will. As they will deploy Logan Barnett far here to the far right side, near side. And then they'll send Peyton Darnell. Will Rollins, they're going to roll out to the right. Will Lane. Lane looking for some help. He slipped. He was blocked in to Will Rollins. That was Brody White. And no good. So it's 7:49 to go here. 12-7. Ryko leads it as you're listening to the Region 1D playoffs here on 93.5 WAXM.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Was a drive that was set up by fumble, and it took them 6 plays to take it to the house, capped off by Landon Lane, touchdown, and it's 12-7, the Cumberland District champions over their in-county rivals, the Twin Spring Titans, as it is the Eagles. Dortridge will kick it off at the 40. It'll be Williams. It'll be Kilgore back to receive it. Here from the net. We'll get some scores here momentarily. Dorsey to kick it off. And this one will be fair caught. And that is Andrew Myers. They got it at the 30. That's where they'll take over, first and 10. Titans looking to take the lead. They can take the lead with a touchdown here at the 2 missed extra points. The ball will be at the 30. They're rushing somebody on late. Cooper Brown coming in for the Eagles. And this one is Abel Dingus. He pitches it back to Pascal. And he gets laid down. The shoulder lowered by Landon Lane. So no gain there. It'll be second and 10 now from the 30. 7:24 to go. This the MECC Foundation. Second quarter. In Region 1D semifinals. The other one going on in Honaker. Against Patrick Henry and Honaker. Rematch this time. This one's Pascal again. He's going to push forward, but he's met by a flock of Eagles at the 34-yard line. So he picks up four there on his seventh carry. It'll be third and six at the 34. Four to go. 12-7. The Eagles lead it. Titans ball here. Split back. Abel Dingus will send Pascal in motion. And they're going to fake the handoff. No, this is going to be a little slant to Andrew Myers. Well, behind them, try to corral it in. Incomplete. So it'll be fourth and six. And yet again, Twin Springs offense going three and out. That's a second. Their third time doing that here. It'll be Colton Kilgore back to punt it. And Peyton Darnell will retreat back to his 35-yard line to receive it. 6:20 to go here. Kilgore gets the snap. Oh, he thought about it, hesitated. And that one will bounce, take the Eagles bounce to the midfield stripe where it's down. They're going to say it's at the 49. That'll be Eagles ball again, favorable field position by the Eagles at their 49. After a 17-yard punt. So first and 10, 6:10 to go here, MECC Foundation first quarter. As the War Eagles of Rock Cove lead it, they're trying to extend their advantage here at home. They split out four. Rollins in the gun whiff lane. They're going to hand it off to Will Rollins. He's going to power forward for a pickup of about three. So a 48 he'll go. To the 48 after a pickup of three. 5:46 to go before halftime. Second and seven. The Eagles have the ball. They have scored on their last two offensive possessions. Here we go again with Will Rollins. He's going to miss a tackle. Power forward to the 40. That's a pickup of a first down. A Pepsi first down. Ice cold. Lowering his shoulder. Gets it down to the 38. A pickup of 10. So it's 12-7. 5:15 to go. This is Jacob Jesse, number six down here on the far side. They're going to call Landon Lane on the keeper to the 35. He got hit, but he's down. Got hit in the head, and Lane kind of rolls at the 35. They'll mark him down, but he's good, though. They're going to say it was a fumble.
Second down and seven.
35. Pick up a three. 4:37. It'll be Luke Jesse and Peyton Darnell to the far left side. They're going to hand this one off to Will Rollins, who's taken down by Colton Kilgore. A loss. Back to the 38-yard line. Called back to the 38.
Third down and 10.
It'll be minus 3 there. They got the 38. Out of the gun. In motion goes Peyton Darnell. They're going to fake the handoff to him. They're going to fire, and this is Barnett on the crossing route. He's going to fall down at the 31-yard line, so it'll be a pickup of 7.
Pass is complete at the 31-yard line.
To the 31.
Fourth down and 3.
It'll be 4th and 3 for the Eagles. And just led him astray, just a little too far. If he could have corralled that in a little bit better, that would have been a first down. See, it's going to be old-fashioned I formation. Rollins is the fullback there. And Lane will call a timeout. That'll be their second timeout here with 3:01 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout with Ryko. They lead it 12-7 here on 93.5 WAXM.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
And it's 4th and 3 for the Rycove Eagles. Here, 3:01 to go before halftime. Give you a score update. Up in Honaker, it's 8-all between the Rebels and the Tigers. As the Tigers win, the winner of this game will travel to Honaker next week. And then if Patrick Henry were to win, they would travel to the winner of this game here. Union Tazewell, no score for them just as yet. It'll be Darnell and Jesse here to the near right side. Rollins in the gun with them, and I think they may have got him to jump over. Yes, they did. I think it's going to be a neutral zone in front. Oh, no, they'll call it a false start. I don't know about that one. I think they had number 61, Riley Davis, cheating up there. But they say no. It'll push them back here. And you're still in the no man's territory. As the Boobirds come out here from the Rycove fan base. No pun intended there. Out of the gun. Landon Lane's going to roll out to his right. He's going to fire right. He's got his man. That's Barnett. I think he's got the first down. Ball is at the 27-yard line. That is good enough for a first down. That's the 27-yard line. Pick up a pin there. That'll be a pickup of 9. Here we go. This one's going to be Lane again. He's blown forward. Hole, Tennessee, inside the 20. To the 20, to the 19-yard line he'll go. Pickup of 8.
Second and two.
2:10 to go before halftime. Eagles on the move. They're going to hand this one off to Rollins. He's going to power forward before he's met by a combination of 67 Chase Daughtry. He said, I'm not over you running
third down one
on that ball. And we aren't in the middle of September. Too many Chris Jotry references already. Lane with the direct snap, fires, looking into the end zone, and it is good! Incomplete! Oh, my gosh! Jacob Jesse used his size advantage on the 5'6", Julian Pascal. Peyton Darnell had 5'10", they had about 5 inches on him there, but couldn't come down with the ball. So it'll be 4th and 1. They took that shot there. And they're going to roll out to the left. This is Lane. He's going to get a 15. Makes a move at the 10. And he is down inside the 10 to the 9. I'll get to him at the 8. First down to the 8 will land in Lane go. That's a pickup of 10. Pickup of 10. So they are in the Jason B. Sturgill, Wells Fargo advisor, red zone here on the Pepsi first down. That was a heck of a catch by Darnell. Gary Collier's out here on the field. We see Colton Kilgore is down after that play on the sideline. Number 2, big piece of their offense, the senior running back. Gary Collier will go and check on him. He will come and check on him, and he will get some help up. And good sign of sportsmanship right there from Gary Collier. With 1:34 to go, an injury on that far side.
First and goal at the 7-yard line.
His first and goal on the 7-yard line. So she's been able to say, pickup of 11. They're going to give it to Lane again. Lane's going to call his own number.
Lane on the carry to about the 2.
Lane gets it to the 3.
Second down and goal.
To the 3 after it's a pickup of 5. Rollins will be the lone setback here. Two receivers out to the right. They're going to call Lane. He's going to call his number again. Is he in? They're going to call him down at the 1. I'll say pick up 4. There's a flag.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Against Twin Springs. It looks like Kilgore's checking back into the game also. 46 seconds to go before halftime. And Jerry Taylor tells the press box to wind the clock. Eagles lead it 12-7, 38 seconds to go before halftime. They got plenty of time. After that, unsportsmanlike, it's down to the 1, to the half-yard line. T formation. This is going to be a quarterback sneak if I've ever seen one. They're lined up to it. And they will see Lane should be in. Is he in? Waiting for the official sign. Waiting for the official sign there. They didn't even stop the clock yet. Whoa, they're going to say he's short of the line. Are they going to let the clock expire? What in the world? Gary Collier will call a timeout with 3 ticks. three. Fourth and goal at the one. Not happy are the Rocco faithful, and as it'll be 3 seconds, so they won't grant any time back on here. Eagles lead it 12-7. They're going to put time back on the clock here also. No, they're not. They're not going to put time back on the clock. You know, if they got a signal or what, but you would think that they would add some time to this clock. Let's see here. It'll be the Eagles. Fourth and goal at the one. They said they'd do 3 seconds before halftime. This will be the final play of the first half here, no matter what it is. Could the Titans get an arm injection, or will it be another quarterback sneak? No, they're going to hand this one off to Big Bill Wallace. Touchdown! Touchdown, Eagles! That's a Food City value every day. Food City touchdown for Will Rollins. He gets his first touchdown of the game. At 11 play in the confetti coming up in the press box and everything. Lord, have mercy. As it is a touchdown. Touchdown for the Eagles. And they're going for two here. Lane's going to call his own number, and he is in touch. 2 point conversion. It is 20-7. Let's see if we get ready. Are we going to halftime? They're going to call a hold on Rico. They're going to call a hold on Rico. So hold on a minute. That'll push him back. That'll be 19-7 right now. Oh, Lordy. It's because they throw the flag after. You see the flag after the play. It takes time to process and throw it. They're not as we will redo this, and the MECC Foundation second quarter will continue here. Out of the gun, trips to the left. Darnell. Delay game. Just keep on pushing them back. Gary Collier not happy. Yelling at his squad. As it went from right at the one to, I think, if they do it again, it'll be at the McDonald's in Duffield. And it'll be Lane on the slant. They're going to toss this one back. Peyton Darnell, he makes a move. He tries to do it, and that's the end.
The conversion is no good.
No good. The attempt's no good. 18-7 here at halftime as we travel to the halftime. Get some stats and facts for you. We get ready to enter into the Family Drug halftime. The Eagles of Rockoles lead it 18-7 over the visiting Twin Spring Titans here in the Region 1D semifinals. As you are listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXM.
Food City is butchers that freshly cut roast, party trays, gourmet cookies, and cakes.
Those are some things that I love the most, like store-made candies and fresh bakes.
The promise of fresh produce they make has holiday guests raising a toast.
And Food City's help is all that it takes
to make me the host with the most.
Almost nobody does food
or the holidays
like Food City.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th. So don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. Yes, we'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. Yes, we'll treat your home like family. Yes, Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
Fall's a great time to enjoy savings, and the month of November is the best time to stop by Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, where they've got a great selection of new and used vehicles and new vehicles arriving on the lot weekly. Mytown is ready to help you with their finance department that can get just about anyone approved. You can save big this November by stopping into Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Shop the full inventory online at MytownCDJR.com or follow them on Facebook.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Defense! Defense!
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's good!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
The Black Friday sales event is on now at Truckville USA Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Right now in November, you can drive the rugged Nissan Frontier or the sporty Nissan Rogue only $299 a month. That's a new Nissan Frontier 4x4 crew cab or Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive SUV. Your choice only $299 a month at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. 0% financing and make no payments till 2024. And at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, your trade's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelly Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months, good credit, bad credit. Every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. It's Black Friday all month long, so don't miss it. You know where. Truckville, USA, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. We're friends, send their friends, and we go the extra mile.
Offers combined plus tax, tag, and fees with approved credit. Number NN7970, $7,500 down. Sale price $32,748. Number NN7540, $10,500 down. Sale price $40,238. 36 month leases, 12,000 miles per year.
18-7. It's the Rycove War Eagles leading their in-county rivals, the Twin Spring Titans here. And they have went on a three. They have scored on three consecutive offensive possessions. Have Rycove in the second consecutive week. They've fallen behind, but since then, they went their first couple of drives, came away with nothing, a turnover down, and a punt. But then since then, it has been a touchdown, touchdown, and touchdown over the last three drives. And since Twin Springs has scored, they have not scored in the situation. Let's see here. And we will also take a look at some stats here. We're bringing some Funk Drill sets, as it has been the two-hitter monster of Lane and Rollins. Lane right now has 91 yards on the ground. He also has 80 yards through the air. He has two touchdowns by his own 39-yard run and a quarterback sneak as well. And then for Rollins, he has 35 and 7, 34. He's got over 30. He's got over 30 yards on the ground there. Barnett has 10 as well. Barnett also in the receiving category for Rye Cove. He's got, and he has about 69. Nice there for him in the receiving category. No touchdowns to his register. You look on the other side, Colton Kilgore and Pascal. He's got a touchdown, 49-yard touchdown run there. And then it's Kilgore. He has 31. He has 41 yards on the ground, left it with an injury. And they will also, Rocco will get the ball to begin the second half as well here in our Family Drug Halftime Show. We'll take another quick timeout here, take a look at the scores from across the region last night as well, as you are listening to the 1D Region Playoffs here on 93.5 WAXM. Or we'll keep it here. As we will take a look at the scores from across the way. It's Patrick Henry right now, 22-16 over the undefeated Honaker Tigers. And then it's Graham last night. They won 28-7 over Gate City. He was celebrating the fact that Patrick Henry, they will have to travel if they win this game, if they win that game. George Wythe as well last night, 35-7 over Fort Chiswell. Look in Tennessee, it was Greenville all over Anderson County, 28-17. Over in Kentucky, we picked a couple of these games on Pigskin Picks, 38-36, Bell County. That's right, Zach Helton's Bell County Bobcats win 38-36. Somerset, the Brer Jumpers jumped all over Shelby Valley Wildcats, 56-20. Pikeville all over Larry French's Yellow Jackets, 34-14. And Hampton Bulldogs were institutionalized by York Institution's Dragons, 56-13 over there in Tennessee. As those are some of the scores. No score to report yet from Union. So we'll see what we can do to get that score as well for you here, as we will be able to take another time out here, pay some bills, and appreciate the sponsors here on the Family Drug Halftime Show, as it's the Rock Cove Eagles 18, the Twin Springs Titans 7, here on 93.5 WAXM.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
Mountain Region Home Health and Personal Care, part of the Avery Home Health System, providing the best care in the best place right at home. Mountain Region Home Health, serving 8 counties, including the city of Norton and the city of Bristol. They accept Medicare, United Healthcare, UMWA, Humana, and the list goes on. Mountain Region Home Health provides skilled nursing services, including wound care, physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and personal care. Mountain Region Home Health Care, care that comes to you. Give them a call today at 276-431-1440 and start receiving the care you can trust.
Get more, save more when you start home projects at Duffield Lumber. Located at 421 Duff Pad Highway, Duffield Lumber carries building material, home hardware, and a full line of steel power tools. And prices you won't find anywhere else. At Duffield Lumber, customer service comes second to none. So go by and see Brad and his guys and let them help you with home projects or repairs. Also, just in time for the cooler temperatures, Duffield Lumber has heaters in stock and also offers propane tank refills. Duffield Lumber, go by or give them a call at 276-431-1582.
All right, halftime here at the Eagles' Nest. 18-7, the Eagles on top of the Twin Spring Titans. And for program notifications and all that good stuff, if you're looking for the Union Tazewell game, it is on our sister station, 92.5 WLSD. Again, that's on 92.5 WLSD. Jacob Townsend with the call from Bullitt Park. So you'll get to listen to the Bears and the Bulldogs. They get ready, and they have just probably kicked off here within the last few minutes. So as soon as we get an update from there, we will give you some updates there as well. We take a look going into this about 4 minutes ago before halftime, and somebody's season is tweeting in the balance, and that's Twin Springs. They had to come out here. They're going to be against the eight ball as Rye Cove gets the ball back. And like I said earlier, they have scored on their last three offensive drives after going scoreless on the first two and falling behind 7-0. They have scored 18 unanswered points, unable to convert an extra point, though, and which has kind of kept this score level at best and making it really a two-and-a-half score. It's still a two-possession game, but it gives you a little bit less to do right there, and you know, you think about it, you get a you get an extra point, you go for a two-point conversion, maybe you get that, and it's a three-point game for Twin Springs. So we'll see how the balance of the season lies in there for the Twin Springs Titans as they came into this game after beating Chill Howley 28-21 in overtime over in Nicholsville. And then they won that game. They had lost earlier the week before at home against these very same Rye Cove Eagles. And then you look on the opposite side, Rye Cove struggled against Eastside. They didn't score until the fourth quarter. Well, they've kind of erased that. And they only scored 15 last week. They've got 18 here in the first half. So we'll see what they can do, what Gary Collier's squad can do here in the second half to see if they can lock up either a trip to Honaker or a third consecutive playoff game here at home against Patrick Henry, who right now at the half, the Patrick squad on top of Todd Taylor's squad, 22-16 in the region semifinals from Honaker. As we will keep it here, we'll take a look across where it is a Saturday, so we do need to take a look at college football. Anyway, we saw the Deion Sanders squad lost 42-7 as they lost their seventh game, as Coach Prime is not time enough this week. And we look at it right now, it's Michigan 23 and Maryland 10. Maryland in the red zone, though, at the Michigan 8, second and goal, trying to upset that perfect season. Of course, there's more stuff going in the Michigan program that we heard. They fired their linebackers coach, second consecutive week that somebody from the Michigan program has been fired. It's Louisville Cardinals 20. They trail by one, against the Miami Hurricanes 21-20. They have the ball, and they're driving early portion of the third quarter. It's Penn State 13, Rutgers 6, Alabama all over Chattanooga 45-10, Ole Miss all over ULM 28-3. Alabama's just scored again, making it 51-10. BYU and Oklahoma, they are tied at 17 all, and then some games coming on later here. Utah is at Arizona, UNC is at Clemson, Wake Forest is at Notre Dame. Tennessee hosts number one Georgia. Iowa hosts Illinois. And it's Ohio State taking on Minnesota at home. And then it's the Cowboys of Oklahoma State taking on Houston at Houston. Oregon and the Sun Devils of Arizona State battle it out. And then it's Florida State University against North Alabama, team we saw last year with UVA was. And then it's Kansas State. It's the battle of the state of Kansas as Kansas State travels to Kansas to take on the Jayhawks there. And it's the Tigers, the number 9-ranked Tigers, hosting the Gators. And then it's Washington Huskies and Corvallis as it is they take on the Oregon State Beavers there. And then Texas at Iowa State. And then wrapping up, LSU hosts Georgia State. That's your top 25 matchups as we get ready to enter in to the. We appreciate you listening to the Family Drug halftime show. Now we get ready to enter into the Anthem Health Keepers third quarter. And I believe Maryland has scored again, too. Maryland has scored. They only trail by 6 at home now. Third quarter. As we get ready for the second half of this big one, our right to compete for the region title here. It'll be Myers to kick it off. It'll be Darnell and Jesse. Peyton Darnell to receive it, and Luke Jesse. Myers will kick it off. Get a little pooch kick. It bounces up, and it is fielded by Roach Hodge.
Kick is returned to the 38-yard line.
To the
Eagles will begin first and 10.
They're going to put him at the 39-yard line. Ryko.
39.
You gotta learn, you gotta watch the officials. It's Ryko getting the famous double dip here. They go out of the gun. Ball at their 39. This one's gonna be a handoff to Will Rollins. Rollins powering forward. To the 43, he'll go.
Will Rollins on the carry. He'll be spotted at the 43. Gain of 4, second down and 6.
Pick up of 4 for Rollins.
Kaylee Chapin, please report to the press box.
Yeah, I think they're going to go a little ball. Luke Jesse, Payne Darnell go out to the left. It's Barnett here in the slot. And out of the gun, they're going to call Lane's number. He's going to keep it. He's going to make a move across the 45. See where they spot him at. They're going to spot him at the 46. So pick up a 3 there.
Third down and 3.
And Lane, his 12th rushing attempt of the game. Ten, 47. Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. 18-7. Ryko leaves. They got the ball back as they open up the third quarter with the ball. Lane in out of the gun. He's going to call his own number again. He's got some blocks set up for him. He's across the midfield. Makes a move to the 44, and there's a flag.
Lane on the carry. There is a flag on
at
the play.
At the 46, they'll mark him down, but we'll see what the flag's all about. Probably going to be a hold. They're moving back. They're going to call face mask.
The 5-yard face mask penalty. It is an Eagle first down in the Titan territory at the 41.
At the 41, they'll go. They're going to call Lane's number again. He's going to make it down to the 35. Inside the 35. To the 32-yard line.
To the 32. 8 yards on the carry. Second down and two.
I mean, 9 yards. .938 to go. Rycove moving the ball here. Barnett goes out far to the left from Twin Strings bench. And it's going to be Lane calling the quarterback keeper. And he's wrapped up. Andrew Myers takes him down in the backfield. And that'll be a loss of four.
By Andrew Myers. Third down and five.
It'll be third and five. I see a 36. Receivers to the left, two to the right. Out of the gun, Lane. He's going to step up, feels it, going deep, going long, looking for it. Oh, Jesse again, and he dropped it this time. That was a clear drop. Jacob, Jesse.
Fourth down.
Incomplete. It'll be a fourth down.
So
it'll be fourth and five. Took the shot there. Because you know you're going to go for it here in no man's territory. Twin Springs trying to turn them away and stop this consecutive scoring streak for the Eagles. Rollins, the left sidecar, out of the gun lane. Lane, this is the right side. There's Rollins on the screen, and he's stiffed out by Colton Kilgore. And it'll be a turnover on down. At the 37.
If you have a half and half ticket, it's worth $305.
Half and half worth $305.
410-650 worth $305. Please come to the press box if you have that number.
So Twin Springs ends that streak. As they will.
Titans lose the ball about 3 yards.
And I see the Titans.
7 from the 40-yard line. Once again, that's a yellow ticket. 410-650 or 305.
Looks like that was Kilgore on the carry.
410.
So pick up a two.
Please come to the press box if you have that ticket.
Pick up a three, excuse me.
410-650 on the
three.
Ticket.
For the 40. Titan. All the men in motion here. Flex them close. Myers is the only receiver. And they're going to roll this one out. Will Abel Dingus. Dingus looking, rolling, rolling left, rolling left, rolling left. He's going to fire. He's got a man wide open. It's caught at the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Goodbye. It's a Food City touchdown by number three. But there's a flag. That was number three, Colton Gilmer. And that one's coming back. Oh, my goodness. And you look across the way at the Titans bench. And they are deflated after that one. It was wide open. Colton Gilmer, Abel Dingus trying to make the play work. Had his man, found that lasting coverage. And they will put it in reverse, Terry. Have you get that reference? Oh, your sandwich later. It'll be care of Eddie Sanders. 7:44 to go. They'll redo it here after the hold. They're going to toss one to Pasco, and he's taken down in the backfield. As that was Bowen, Jay Bowen.
Jay Bowen.
That'll push him back.
To the 24.
To the 24, that was a loss of six right there.
Third down, 23.
The third and 23. After a play that looked like it would have been a touchdown. 7:04 to go. Split back. Two receivers to the left. Abel Dingus going to fire, looking for a man. He overthrows him. He was looking for Weddle. Excuse me, he was looking for Clay Ross there and missed him. Diving for was Jacob Jesse. And there'll be a punt. Peyton Darnell going back to receive it. We'll see Colton Kilgore again. But no, they will have a new punter back there. This one will be Maine Napier to punt it. This time, Napier gets that one. It'll bounce at the 48, and it'll go out of bounds at the Eagles' 42-yard line.
34 yards on the kick, no return. First and 10 at the 42-yard line.
Racco will take over at its 42-yard line here.
In the Region 2 semifinal, Union and Tazewell are scoreless at the end of the first quarter.
End of one. It's no score in Big Stone Gap between Tazewell and Union. Tazewell Bulldogs dropped 50 on Ridge you to end their season. I formation now behind Lane. It's going to be a play action. Lane rolling out to his left, trying to avoid the pressure. He does. He gets rid of. There's nobody in the area. That's got to be where he's out of bounds. It got to the line. Let's see. It got back to the line of scrimmage, but nobody was there. He was out of the pocket. Yeah. He was out of the pocket, so it's not intentional grounding. And they got back to the line of scrimmage. If it hadn't got to the line of scrimmage, he's more than not happy about that. 6:39 to go, third quarter, 18-7. Rye Cove leads it. They're going to come out, and we talked about Union. They're coming out in that patented T formation here. And they're going to hand this one off to big Will Rollins going up the middle.
Is up to the
45-yard line. It'll be a pickup of
46.
And I'll say 46, so a pickup of four for Rollins.
Third down, six. Once again, the half-and-half number on a yellow ticket is 410-650 on a yellow ticket. Please come to the press box.
The third and four there. Third and six, excuse me. Three receivers to the right. Will Rollins will be in the slot. Barnett, the nearest receiver here. They're going to fire this one to Barnett. He's going to get it across the 45. Makes a move, dives across the midfield strike.
Logan Barnett on the completion.
To the 48.
To the Titan 48. It is close to the six.
Pick up a six right there.
Official timeout for measurement.
They will take it and measure it. They'll call the sticks over.
Report to the press box. Kaylee Shapen, please report to the press box.
As they will
once again, if you have
take it and measure it.
410-650. You've won $305. 410-650 on a yellow
chain gang will measure. We'll see what Jerry Taylor amasses from this. It's going to be close. Yeah, I think it's going to be a first down. Yep, just by the nose of the football. First down, Eagles. They'll take a first down into Titans territory at the 48-yard line for Twin Springs. As the Eagles are soaring here. And they will deploy Peyton Darnell, Luke Jesse to the left. It's Barnett and Jacob Jesse here to the right. But they're going to give it to Rollins, who gets across the 40, makes a move to the 35, where he's taken down. Another Eagle first down.
To the 33.
To the 33 yards. 15 yards on that play for Big Will Rollins. Down to the 33. It'll be Rollins again, the left sidecar. Out of gun is Lane. They're going to fire this one to the left. This is Peyton Darnell. Gets across the 30. Making a move. And they're going to say it's a fumble. And the Titans have it. Titans sidelines going crazy. Yes, they do. They say they have it. It's a fumble.
Ball marked at the 30-yard line where Twin Springs takes over first and 10.
Darnell fumbled that one.
31.
And this one, they're going to get a handoff to Pascal. And he is met. He's taken down by Will Rollins, flung him down to the ground. The coaches aren't happy about that. Guess they didn't hear the whistle. Keith Warner, not happy at all. I can't blame him, to be honest with you.
No gain on the play.
No gain, though. A fire swarm on slant to Myers, incomplete. Met him there. He's down. Abel Dingus. Missed him again there. Finesse third and 10. The third down, third and 10, ball at the 31, slip back, through to the right. They're going to roll out Abel Dingus. They're bringing that blitz, and they're firing over the hands of Colton Gilmer. Incomplete. Going to be another third and out, three and out. The defense stifling for Racco. And it'll be Maine Napier getting the punt. Peyton Darnell trying to make up for what happened earlier on that fumble. He will field it. It's 36. Peyton Darnell will get across the 35, tripped up. Excuse me, the 45. And they will say he is out of bounds. That's one heck of a spot right there. Wow, they spot him out of bounds.
33 on the kick.
They spot him down at the 48. 48 of the Titans. With 4:02 to go. So setback is Rollins. Darnell lined up as a tight end. They're going to hand it off, but there it looks like this is going to be a false start. Yeah, it will be.
On the play, false start against the Eagles.
That'll push them back.
5-yard penalty. First and 15 from the Eagle, 47-yard line.
Back to the Eagle, 47. Move it once again. 4-1, 18-7. Racco lead. No score here in the second half. Rollins Low set back again. Lane under center. They're going to call Barnett and Moses. They're going to be a false start on this line, so it's going to go back another 5 yards.
On the play, false start against the Eagles. 5 yard penalty.
So back to the 42 of the Eagles. It'll be a first and 20. Those awkward twitches here. They'll get you every time. Got a lot to make up for it. First and 20. Darnell and Jesse. Luke Jesse will go to the left. Rollins to the right of Lane. And Lane will call his own number. And Lane, they're going to get a face mask. They're going to get a 5 yard face mask on this one.
Face mask.
Oh, that's a 44. They picked up a couple, didn't Lane? So it'll cut it down to second and 14 after the face mask. To 48. This is Lane. He's going to fire deep. Looking over middle. Logan Burnett. Oh, and just out of the reach of number 11. So this will be third and 14. Taking a shot. Taking another shot for the Eagles. As it'll be third and 14, 18-7. Rocco leaves it. Let's call for the half and half. If you want it, better ask somebody. 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. The Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Out of the gun. Lane on third and 14 gets a direct snap. He's looking right. He's going to fire right. Looking for Jesse, who there. I don't know about that one.
Fourth down and 14.
And 14 is no pass interference, so they will punt this ball. It's going to be a punt. And the Rocco faithful not happy here. As Lane will punt it. Kilgore back to receive it. He will fair catch it.
At the
15-yard line. At the 15, they'll go. Where are the Titans needing to score? They had an opportunity wiped away. Or please, somebody, come and get that half and half. 3:05. I think they skimmed some off. That's it. No, I'm kidding. Swift backs here. They're going to toss the one right to Kilgore. Kilgore's going to get across his 20. Up to the 24-yard line. A pickup of 9 for Colton Kilgore. Seventh carry. He does look like he's a little ginger on that leg. Under 3 minutes to go here at Anthem Healthkeepers. Third quarter. And it's Abel Dingus on fire. Oh, he's picked off. It's Hayden Darnell. He was off at the 25. And he's flying out of bounds. That's an interception. And Peyton Darnell made up for his transgressions on the fumble. Eagles will get it at the 23 with 2:43 to go. Uh-huh. 2:43 to go out of the T formation. Eagles could really put this in cruise control here as Will Rollins. Looks like he's going to pick up about 3 to the 20.
The game goes up to Will Rollins, up to the 20-yard line. 2 yards on the game, second down and 7.
So it's a second and 7 now, and pick up a 3. Jerry Taylor will call an official timeout because they're letting the young man get his shoe right at Rye Cove. They'll tie it up here. Beautiful day here in Scott County. See the mountains. This game was originally supposed to be played at 7 p.m. yesterday, but the fear of rain moved it to this afternoon, and it looks like the rain did the field great out of the T formation. It's Lane. He's going to get this one on Peyton Darnell. He's going to try to make a move up across the down across the 20. Down to the 17, we'll say. Well, Darnell picks up 3 on the ground.
Third down, 4.
It'll be 3rd and 3 at the 16. I call it 3. More like a 3rd and a long 4. Maybe a short 4. T formation again, 1:27 to go. Lane, he's going to hand this one off to Barnett. Barnett trying to get across the edge. And he has sniffed out.
Barnett on the
no gain. I'll give him 1.
No gain, 4th down and 4.
So 1 minute to go here in Anthem Healthkeepers' third quarter. The Eagles taking their time, 4th and 4, trying to convert it on to extend the drive. And it'll be a timeout. Timeout. Rye Cove. We'll take a timeout with them here. They lead it 18-7 here on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
We welcome back into the Anthem Healthkeeper third quarter. Score update. Honecker has drawn even 22-all against Patrick Henry. The winner of this game will take on the winner of that game here. And then it's Union 6, Tazewell nothing in the second quarter over on our sister station, 92.5 WLSD, The Vault, with Jacob Townsend and his Union Bears. T-formation. It'll be Darnell, Rollins, and Barnett. Lane under center. They're going to play action, roll this one out to the right, looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete. He was looking for Hamilton Osborne, number 8. It'll be 1st and 10 after a turnover on downs for the for the Eagles. So 36 seconds to go. At the 17, they survived that turnover. There you go, Twin Springs. Got Colton Gilmore here to the far left, the near side here, and they're going to hand this one off to Colton Kilgore. He should get that one up to the 21. Pick up a 4. They'll go 5 to the 22. They split the difference there. that will be the final play of the third quarter as the Eagles, they lead it 18-7. One quarter to go here. And the Eagles Nest, as you are listening to the Region 1D semifinals here on 93.5 WAXM.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors, the trade name is by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
We welcome you to your comfort zone here in the AirSurf fourth quarter, 18-7, no scoring in that third quarter. As the Eagles lead it, Twin Springs has the ball at their 22-yard line. Their season hanging in the balance. See if the Titans can come back. They had a comeback of epic proportions back in 1988. The only win by Twin Springs in the playoffs during this season. The 55th time that these two schools have met. Both on the other ends of the county. They'll go two receivers to the left as they work left to right here in the fourth and final frame. Second and five. They're going to call Abel Dingus's number. Abel Dingus is going to try to run it. He will get a first down, makes a move across the 30, and he was knocked out. He was going out of bounds, and he saw he had the first down and got a little bit more yards for his squad right there. Did Abel Dingus.
Titans carry for a first down with Jesse on the stop.
Jesse on the stop.
To the 34-yard line.
There's a pickup of 12 to the 34 for Abel Dingus. He goes back under center. Two receivers to the right. And he's going to fire. Will Dingus, he's looking. He finds Myers. To the 38, a pickup of four. Finds Clayton Ross, excuse me. To the 38 they go. .11:06 left in the ball game here in the AirSurf fourth quarter. We're going to toss this one to Pasco. Oh, and is he horse calling? No, he didn't get his hands in the frame. Just grabbed him by the jersey. That'll be a loss of about four back to the 34.
At the 34. Third down and 10.
The last three carries, look at the front field stats. Pascal, -6, no gains, and -4. So -10 on his last three carries. And the Cowboys out, 10:16 to go. Abel Dingus drops back. He's looking, fires left, looking, and that one incomplete. Nearly had Myers hit him in the hand. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down. And we'll see if it's decision time for the Titans. As Keith Warner sends a special teams unit out there, Maine Napier to punt it. Peyton Darnell will go back to receive it. This one's going to get Darnell's not even going to touch that one. He's going to let it take a Titans roll inside the 20 to the 16-yard line. That's where the Eagles will take over, and we have a Rykov Eagle down. That's Jacob Jesse We'll take a timeout here as the Eagles lead it 18-7 here in the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Here at the Eagles' Nest, Jacob Jesse down, and looks like his leg is quiet here. At the Nest, they're going to go and check on him here. And there you go. He's going to get some help up. He's all right. Able to walk up. He got a little help. Walked up on his own power. Going to take it off. He gets a cheer from his home sideline, at least.
With 4 minutes left in the third quarter, Honaker now leads Patrick Henry 30-22.
And Honaker has taken the lead now, 30-22. And here we go to the fourth quarter there. We are in the fourth quarter, 9:58 to go, 18-7. The Rye Cove Eagles lead. Trying to make something happen here. 16. They could put the kibosh, the proverbial kibosh on here. 9:58 to go in this game. At the 16. This is Lane. He's going to call his own number. Hogan Lane makes a move. Across the 20. Makes a move up to the 25. We push down at the 28. There's a flag, though. We'll see who the flag's on. This may be off or not. Call it a personal foul. That'll push
personal foul against the Eagles.
Rykove back.
Helmet to helmet contact.
They're gonna call it helmet to helmet contact there.
First down,
13. It'll be first and 13. That happened after the play. And it's Lane. He's going to run to his right. He's going to run up the middle. And he's going to be taken down. That's number 50, that's Maine Napier on the stop.
No gain. Second down and 13.
No gain for Lane. Call Darnell in motion. They're going to fake it. They're going to fire left, and that one's Barnett. He catches it. He's trying to get out of the tackle. That was big 67. Chase Daughtry. He would love when Barnett gets there.
It'll be third down and 8. Third down and 7. It'll
be third and 8. They're a pickup of five. On its seventh reception. They're going to fire this one right to Barnett again. On a little screen pass across the 20. Pushes up to the 25.
Mark
at the 26. We'll call it at the 26-yard line.
Fourth and one.
Fourth and one.
Ball plays just outside the 25.
A gain of eight there. Eagles are going to go for it. They come out of the T formation. T formation, 7:28 to go. Gary Collier will burn another timeout. He'll have one left. We'll take one with them. The Eagles lead it 18-7 over the Titans as you're listening to Region 1D playoffs here on 93.5 WAXM.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizzas, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
18-7 here in the air, fourth quarter. The Rock Cove Eagles lead the Twin Springs Titans 7:26 to go. 18-7. They're coming out here on a 4th and 8. Not sure. They're going for it. That's a 4th and 1, actually. They don't have their right on the scoreboard. That's a 26.5, maybe the 25. And T formation, Lane trying to jump, trying to get him to jump here. Try to get that quick. I think this is going to be a false start. And they give it to Will Rollins. Wow, it looks like they had jumped all in unison to the 33-yard line, a pickup of 8 for Big Will Rollins. I don't know about that one. They look like they jumped. Holy Toledo in the morning. The Eagles soar for a first down, 7:04 to go. They lead it 18-7. Honaker, 30. Patrick Henry, 22. Why is that important? Because that'll be the opponent next week for the winner of this game. Lane will hand it off to Big Real Will Rollins again. He gets across a 40. And now he's trying to extend his will and wear him down. Got it right to the line again at the 43. That's a pickup of 10. To the 44, pick up of 11. They're taking their time, 6:30 to go. 18-7, Rocco leads. They have it. They're working right to left on your radio dial. T formation. And once again, this time it is going to be Barnett. It's Peyton Darnell, excuse me. So he'll pick up maybe 2 right there. To the 46. Of the 46. There's a pickup of a pair there. Are now 8 yards on the day on the ground. T formation. They're going to call Lane. He's going to call his own number across midfield, across the 40. And he's down to the 35-yard line. He'll go first down, Eagles, to the 36-yard line of the Titans. up a 20. Yeah. T formation again. This one's going to be Will Rollins. And he gets it. Picks up a pair to the 33-yard line. Picks up three.
Second down and six.
Second and six there. Lane only needed a few. I think he went over, but he's 1,000 for 1,000. T formation. They're running out of T again. They're gonna play. This one's going to be handed off. This is Carter Roach Hodge.
Carter Roach Hodge on the carry.
To the
31.
To 31.
Third down and five.
Picked up two. Three, 48 to go, 18 to 7. Ry Cove looking to move on in the playoffs. Get to the region finals. Make Thanksgiving a little bit sweeter for him. This one's going to be Logan Barnett, who's tripped up, and Myers on the tackle. Gary Collier's not happy about that as he piled on after he dropped.
Logan Barnett on the carry.
All right, Myers gave him a little extra there. Jared Taylor having a conversation with one of his officials who's on the far side.
Timeout, Twin Springs.
Twin Springs will call a timeout.
It'll be fourth down and seven from the
34-yard line. It'll be fourth and seven from the 34-yard line. That was a loss of three. That was Barnett. It'll be 18 to 7. We'll keep it here as Eagles come out of the timeout. The Twin Springs on the timeout. They have two. The Eagles have one. 3:31 to go. It'll be fourth and eight in a no man's territory. Can Twin Springs get the stop? Or can Ry Cove, they have an opportunity. They could host a game, barring the results of the Patrick Henry Honaker game. Honaker leads it, so that means they would be going to Honaker with Ry Cove. And that was a good game down here early in the month. And a little quick kick that'll drop at the 10 by Lane. And it's going to be down at the 10. Nice job. We've seen that before. We've seen Tom Brady do that in the National Football League. They're getting ready to rock and roll with this one. As it's the Titans probably on their last gasp here with 3:21 to go. There's your 10. Abel Dingus fires. That one drops.
Second down and 10.
Second and 10 for Twin Springs.
Looking for
Colton Gilmer there. Incomplete. It's been a rough day for Abel Dingus. Slip back behind Dingus. They'll call his receivers in motion. They motion. They're going to fire on the run. I don't think they were set. Jerry Taylor throws the flag. It's going to be on the offense. Call it a legal shift.
Flag on the play.
They'll call it a legal shift. Jerry Taylor's asking Gary Collier what he wants to do. And declining and making a third down, take the result of the play. But they're going to take the 5-yard penalty. Under center, Abel Ding is going to fire, gets it to Colton Kilgore, gets across the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and he stopped at the 20. That'll be a pickup of 15.
Mark at the 20. That is the Titan first down. First and 10.
Double goes under center again. We're going to hand this one off to Pascal. Pascal trying to run up to the 20. There's a flag.
Flag on the play.
Let's see who it's on. Jerry Taylor. After the play. That's run like conduct. And that's Twin Spring. Oh, that's an ejection. And it was on number 70. That is a Jimmy Pascal, the senior. So his last game as a Titan, he will get ejected for his action. Maybe there was a stop there. Then that work in to the head referees association afterwards. They had it with 2:41 to go here. When their seniors out for Twin Spring. And so they have this for the goal. They weren't going to mark it off. Oh, it'd be first and 20 from the 10. They say roll the clock, guys, and they're rolling it. Abel Dingus fires over the middle of that one, nearly picked off. That was number 36. That's Connor Gillum. On the disruption. So it'll be second and 20 now. That'll be second and 20 now at the 10 of the Titans.
Third down and 20.
It'll be third down. Third down. Flip back. Two receivers to the left. Abel Dingus. He's going to drop back. He fires left. He's got his man at the 20. That was Clayton Ross, who's dropped at the original line of scrimmage. So it's fourth down. It's fourth down, not only fourth down in 10, but it's fourth down in the season for the Titans. Do they have anything left in them? Under 2 minutes, almost to the 2 minute marker here. And they will snap the ball under 2 minutes to go. 1:58 to go in this ball game. Rock Cove looking to move on to face the winner, Patrick Henry at Honeaker. Abel Dingus under center. He's going to look. He's going to fire over the middle. That one's broken up. Incomplete. He was looking for Whittle. Broken up by Brady Darnell. And it'll be taken over by Rakov at the Titans' 20-yard line. They lead it 18-7. And it looks like they're getting ready to move on to the regional finals. broken up that slant play. Abel Dingus hasn't had a great day passing the ball once again. The Eagles have locked down on this high-powered offense of the Titans. T formation. They're going to hand this one off. And this is Barnett. He gets inside the 10 where he makes a move down. Inside the 10. Inside the 10 to the 6 he'll go. At the 8-yard line. And that was a gain of 12 right there for Barnett. On the run. .117 remaining in this one. T formation again. Lane under center. They're going to hand this one off. No, they're going to Lane's going to keep it himself on a quarterback keeper. Gets it inside the five to the four. They'll pick up a four there for him. They don't call it. They call it a five, actually, so it'll be a pick up a three. .37 seconds to go. They have snapped the ball one time. They'll kneel it. And Lane will kneel it. He'll have a loss. And it'll be Ryko as they have swept the Twin Springs Titans this season. They win it 18-7. And they're moving on for a shot at the title. Click Sports, stand up. Your boys are moving on. And they dominate here in Scott County as they have the lone Scott County school to win it as the Titans. Season is over. But Gary Collier, what a story as it continues to go on for the Eagles. And the beat goes on for a school that had to quit because they didn't have enough guys. They come in, new coach and everything, and Gary Collier gets to the playoffs. They were upended last year against Holston. They come back this year just as tough. They had about more than half the boys in the school coming in here for the football team. And the Honaker Tigers lead, so it looks like the War Eagles are going to Honaker to take on. And what a mood, what a vibe, as the young people would say. 18-7, the Eagles win it. We get ready for the post-game show, give you some stats, in fact, some scores as well, as Rykov is moving on, as you listen to high school football here on 93.5. WAXM.
Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia is having a Black Friday sale the whole month of November. Come in today and take advantage of rising rebates, red tag bonus cash, and super low interest rates on new Chevrolets. If you're curious about the Chevrolet electric vehicles, they have them in stock now. Stop by and let one of our EV specialists answer any questions you might have and take a test drive. And remember, no dock fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Check out the inventory at MorganMcClureChevy.com. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be opened in person.
Butchers, that freshly cut roast, party trays, gourmet cookies and cakes.
Those are some things that I love the most, like store-made candies and fresh bakes.
The promise of fresh produce they make has holiday guests raising a toast.
And Food City's help is all that it takes
to make me the host with the most. Nobody does food
or the holidays
like Food City.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
The 7, Rycove wins it over the Scott County rivals, the Twin Spring Titans, and you got to go back 8,400 days since Rycove had won 2 playoff games. They got a chance at 3 now. Last time we reported, it was 38-30 in favor of the Honecker Tigers. So that's very important because it could be a third consecutive game here in Scott County. Whether it's going to be the Eagles hosting Patrick Henry or will they travel to Honecker. But either way, Gary Collier's squad moving on. We take a look at some of the Funk Drilling stats here. Also, we welcome in you to the post-game show here. So we appreciate y'all coming in, talking with us as we take a look at some of the spots here. And it was all put together. Logan Lane, he had over 100 yards, 91 in the first on the ground, put over 100 yards on the ground. Him and Will Rollins, the tag team there. And it was Barnett through, had some receiving yards there. He had over 50 yards receiving today. You look at it, Colton Kilgore, he had a little injury, really couldn't do much from there. Abel Dingus on 3 completions on the day for him. Ryko, they scored on 3 consecutive drives after getting blanked in the first 2. It was first, the Titans took the lead, and they led 7-0. But then after that, they went and rattled off 18 consecutive points and to get us to this point. And now they're moving on are the War Eagles as they get ready to take on either the winner of Patrick Henry and Honecker. We'll get we'll have some more final thoughts here. We'll pay some more bills, wrap it up, and we'll give you a score on over there at WLSD as well as Jacob's down there in Big Stone Gap. So we'll take one more timeout, pay some bills, and we'll give you some final thoughts here. Final score, 18-7 in favor of the Rye Cove War Eagles. We'll take a break here on 93.5 WAXM.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
Mountain Region Home Health and Personal Care, part of the Avery Home Health System, providing the best care in the best place right at home. Mountain Region Home Health serving 8 counties, including the city of Norton and the city of Bristol. They accept Medicare, United Healthcare, UMWA, Humana, and the list goes on. Mountain Region Home Health provides skilled nursing services, including wound care, physical, speech, and occupational therapy and personal care. Mountain Region Home Health Care, care that comes to you. Give them a call today at 276-431-1440 and start receiving the care you can trust.
Get more, save more when you start home projects at Duffield Lumber. Located at 421 Duff Pad Highway, Duffield Lumber carries building material, home hardware, and a full line of steel power tools. And prices you won't find anywhere else. At Duffield Lumber, customer service comes second to none. So go by and see Brad and his guys and let them help you with home projects or repairs. Also, just in time for the cooler temperatures, Duffield Lumber has heaters in stock and also offers propane tank refills. Duffield Lumber, go by or give them a call at 276-431-1582.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do. Do the do.
Fall's a great time to enjoy savings, and the month of November is the best time to stop by Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, where they've got a great selection of new and used vehicles and new vehicles arriving on the lot weekly. Mytown is ready to help you with their finance department that can get just about anyone approved. You can save big this November by stopping into Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Shop the full inventory online at MytownCDJR.com or follow them on Facebook.
Funk Drilling is a fourth generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coal field drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
The Black Friday sales event is on now at Truckville USA Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Right now in November, you can drive the rugged Nissan Frontier or the sporty Nissan Rogue only $299 a month. That's a new Nissan Frontier 4x4 crew cab or Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive SUV. Your choice only $299 a month at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. 0% financing and make no payments till 2024. And at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, your trade's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelly Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months, good credit, bad credit. Every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. It's Black Friday all month long, so don't miss it. You know where. Truckville, USA. Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. We're friends, send them friends, and we go the extra mile.
Offers combined plus tax, tag, and fees with approved credit. Number NN7970, 7500 down. Sale price $32,748. Number NN7540, 10,500 down. Sale price $40,238. 36 month leases, 12,000 miles per year.
Score here in the Region 1D semifinals, the Scott County Super Bowl number 2 of the season, as it is the Rye Cove War Eagles defeating the Twin Spring Titans. Final score 18-7 here on 93.5 WAXM. A score update before we wrap up here. Don't forget, 92.5 Jacob Townsend has the call of the Union Bears and the Tazewell Bulldogs right now. Tazewell up 12-0. Honaker run away with it 44-30. It looks like the Eagles will travel up to the land of Heath Miller next week in this Region 2D final. So see, they played a good game down here at the Eagles Nest. So we'll see what they can do. They've got that defense rocking and rolling as they did today, as they've only given up 13 points over the last two games, and they were against their Cumberland District foes. Again, Landon Lane, 135 yards on the ground. He had 235 yards total. He had 100 yards through the air, 99 for Big Will Rollins. Rollins also had Jim Barnett had 78 yards receiving, and therefore the Eagles, 58 yards for Colton Kilgore, 25 yards through the air for Abel Dingus, as they struggled, like I said, about 40 points per game for Twin Springs. They were limited on offense today. Now they move on. They move into the offseason, and some of them moving on to basketball season, unfortunately. And now it is one Scott County team left in the playoffs. It's Uriah Cove or Eagles. A little bit of stats and things to let you know here. Don't forget that Jacob Towns on 92.5 WLSD right now, as it's a Union on top of Tazewell 12-0. The winner gets Graham. Either Graham's coming there or Graham will host Tazewell, just depending on how the score goes right there. But we could be on a we're either on a collision course for a rematch. Either way, doesn't matter. Also, you look at this week, we'll have Pigskin Picks. Again, it'll be Jacob Townsend, Zach Helton, and yours truly as we break down this game and the Union game and get you set with probably some interviews with the winning coaches in this game. Of course, we'll see it here, and we will let you know what game we will be doing next week on Thanksgiving as we get ready for our Thanksgiving show, as there's a lot of football to be had. You can listen to the replay on Black Friday when you're out there shopping and all that good stuff as well, too. And then UVA-wise basketball, right now UVA-wise is taking on North Georgia, number 16 team in the land, according to Division II rankings. So we'll see what the men can do there, and they'll have a couple of games at home. So come and check us out at the David J. Pryor Convocation Center. But for Mr. Steady Eddie in our Valley Broadcasting WAXM studios, thank you for listening to us. Final score here, the Rye Cove Eagles 18 and the Twin Spring Titans 7, as they get ready to move on. It looks like it's going to be Honaker, Rye Cove from Honaker next week. It'll depend on what the time is. Most likely it'll be a Saturday. But until then, make sure you listen to Pigskin Picks on Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and we will talk to you somewhere around the bend. I'm Corey Sanchez here from the Eagles Nest. Have a good evening, a good night, and a great holiday. We'll talk to you next time here on 935 WAXM. And now go over there to 92.5 WLSD and tell Jacob Townsend we said hello. Good night, folks.